Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Are we all getting sick of hearing about Jennifer Lopez and her romance?
Yeah, what's happening? It's just every day. You know, here's what's happening with me with J-Lo. I see a headline, and then I just take the headline, and I opt not to read the story.
Nice.
Just like, oh, that's going on. Oh, that's going on.
Yes.
You've been reading these articles. You've been learning things about
her.
Yes. And you're not feeling great about it.
Remember I said that, you know, she was seen with Ben Affleck. Immediately, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, they're doing it.
Well, maybe they're just being confidants for one another. Friends.
I don't hold hands with my guy friends. Sorry.
Huh.
Do you?
My gay guy friends.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. But apparently they just spent a week in Montana together. They were seen at the airport together. And then, you know, of course, there's photos everywhere, which makes me a little suspicious as to why we know so much. They landed in L.A. on a private jet. Mm. They were seen holding hands.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. Then she led him to
cool
another SUV. Apparently, they were attending a party together in Montana. And people close to them have previously insisted that they're still strictly friends. They've never not been friends.
Okay.
It feels really desperate to me. I don't know anything about what's going on, obviously, technically, but from what I'm seeing, it just feels like, can you just be by yourself for 6 months? Might do you a world of good. That's all I care about her. I like the lady. I like her a lot.
I care about
her. She's a nice lady.
That's great. Well, you know, I think there are some people who just sort of have that serial nature of they're never alone. They're always with somebody. And I understand how if you go through a breakup, how the inclination would be to find comfort in somebody else, especially someone that you have a history with. There's a comfort. There's a grandma's quilt aspect to that. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, Ben is Mexican pizza at Taco Bell feeling about it.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah, everybody be vulnerable. What makes you feel comfortable and cozy and safe?
That's funny.
But, you know, so there's some of that. It's harder to heal alone. Although I'm sure it could be argued that often it's more healing to heal alone when you're coming out of a relationship.
Sure.
Because that's where you allow the emotions to sort of settle. But
right. Now, I have to say, I am coming from a very independent person point of view. I've been alone for a very long time, and I feel like that is when I've experienced my most growth.
Mm-hmm.
And the least amount of growth I've experienced was in a relationship.
Mm.
I feel like once you have that experience of being alone, now you can be ready. You know, we're all coming from our own personal places.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it irritates me to see someone, a strong woman who's got, you know, a lot of talent, a lot of smarts, a lot going for her, great hard worker, great mom, just throw herself at the next person. It just feels desperate. It just feels desperate to me.
Well, apparently he threw himself at her.
Oh, well.
Oh.
He was writing her love emails.
Love emails?
Oh, say more, Dawn.
Yes. Elizabeth Reese told me this in the Dirt Alert at 8:20.
Take everything she says with a grain of salt.
Paraphrase. Oh.
I kid.
That when she was in the Dominican, he saw the crack in the door of A-Rod really messing up and was like, oh, here's my opportunity to slide into her DMs, write her a very romantic letter.
Mm-hmm.
And so he told her how beautiful she looked, and wishes he could be there with her in the beautiful Dominican, and then said some other very flowery things. And she's always been a real sucker for Ben Affleck's pen. That he is known for writing. She loves romance.
He has a way with
words.
A
good love letter. And so then they started emailing back and forth. So he pursued it. He's getting his foot in the door while he can.
Yep. Okay, so he's an opportunist. She's desperate.
And she's like, all right, well, this will make A-Rod jealous, so maybe I'll go with this. And
how does A-Rod feel about
all good.
Of this?
He was shocked, according to reports.
Well, maybe he can call up his 20-year-old
Chicken Dallas.
And talk to her about how she feels about it.
I mean, it just feels like a big old mess. Like, he truly thought, according to reports, that the two of them would be able to get back together.
Doesn't seem like that's happening now. That's... Now, J-Lo has been engaged 5 times.
Yeah.
I'm
just throwing that out there as another thing to consider.
She lives her life differently.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's so different from what I've experienced. I'm like, oh, yes. Go for Ben again.
I think the internet is clamoring for it in the same grandma's quilt sort of vein. It's just
and
like,
Ben's been through some hard times. He's been through some really hard times being in rehab and dating that other girl who was out of his league. And now he just needs to get back to J-Lo.
Oh, who probably thinks she can fix him.
But I think he's okay now. He just would love to have his lover back.
All right. It's fine. She's also been married, 3 times?
I think 20. She's been married, engaged 5 times. 3 of those ended up in marriage. Yeah. 2 ended before the wedding.
Okay. All right. Listen, you do you. I can see the writing on the wall. And to me, it looks like shaky ground to start a relationship.
I feel bad for Ben.
I do too. I mean, I don't think you can get right out of a relationship where you were planning to marry a person and then 5 minutes later go, oh, let me get back to the guy that I was going to marry before.
I would tend to agree with that.
I'm worried about her, is all I'm saying.
Just seems a little
desperate.
Rash.
Okay, rash is
just
fair.
It feels like a rush to get into the next thing. You know, I call it the boxes phases of life. I hate the boxes phases of life. I hate waiting to hear back about something. These times of transition when it's like the boxes when you're moving out. You still live in your house, but you're planning to move.
Sure.
But where the chair used to be, now there's a box of pots that you're moving. And you just don't feel fully settled there. But you need to. So you want to rush through that as best you can as opposed to taking maybe a little inventory. Just relax.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying, guys. Okay, I saw something. I just wanted to say it. Thank you.